Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We celebrate day 15, Sunday of Ordinary Time. In our Gospel, we have this beautiful parable about Good Samaritan, someone who was enemy only by name, but the biggest friend by deeds. And we need to do the same. We need to help others, whatever, whoever he or she is. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers, and he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him, and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, the Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In my preparation for this homily, I was looking at compassion and mercy, and I recall this phrase, this term, this phenomenon called the gift of tears. And I'll expound that in a minute. But actually what I learned in my study and my reading is that there's actually physiologically, scientifically, and humanly, we are the only ones that are able to cry. And there's 3 types of tears. The first type of tear that we know about are the ones that come from joy and sadness. The second type of tears are those that are actually scientifically called tiny tears, which are tears that are continually being placed in our cornea to moisten and keep the eyeball moist as it works. And then the third type of tear is that of automatic purifying reflex tears. Hence, when you get a little piece of shard or something in your eye, that it waters to remove that foreign object. Fascinating. And this is a total scientific thing that I read. But the most interesting thing is that emotional tears, besides the tears of tiny tears and automatic, the only tears that have a neurotransmitter, a hormone, that is released under stress and is actually a pain reliever, are the tears that come from sadness and joy. And so scientists believe that that's why, after a good cry, whether one of joy or one of sadness, there's an aura that you feel better. There's a release of anxiety. There's a release of the tension that was built up as we cry, whether in sadness or whether in joy. Absolutely fascinating, which points to, again, the most mysterious thing that we call God, our Creator. My brothers and sisters, the gift of tears is to have a heart-filled compassion for the miseries of one's neighbor, and to seek to alleviate that misery. It is a gift that not everybody has. You can also, what we can call it, have a gift of tears of the soul. You may feel compassion for someone and feel that it's wrong what's happening to that person, but you may not necessarily well up and cry and tear. But there are some people, at the drop of a hat, whether in the movies or seeing someone in the street begging for food or money or anything, or some unfortunate situation, their tears will well up. The tears for the misfortune of another, for the need of mercy, for the need of compassion for another. It doesn't mean if you don't well up with tears that you're not compassionate. But we are called to be merciful to our brother and to our sister. It is clear in the gospel. Jesus commands us first to love God with our whole mind, our whole heart. But the second is to love our neighbor as ourself. And at the end of the gospel, he says, which one of these was really, truly a neighbor to that one that was wrong and beaten? It is the one that treated him with mercy. Go and you do the same. Mercy. Sometimes to define a word, we have to look at the opposite of what mercy, what the word is. And mercy, the opposite of mercy, is hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. Hardness of heart separates us from God. It is the loss of our humanity. It is the loss of what we are called to be. Loving beings, because we are made in the image of love. But due to that mysterious fallout of original sin, we suffer hardness of heart, the loss of our humanity, which causes so much suffering. We must be honest with ourselves that if we really look at ourselves, each of us has, to a certain degree, a certain amount of hardened hearts. Such is the sad effect of sin in our lives. Such is the sad effect that we pray that we don't ignore those that daily live the mystery of the cross in their lives. We see it in our own streets. We see it in the world, people that don't know what cold water is. They may know what water is, but they don't know what cold water is, what an ice cube is to drink a cold cup of water. Families that are driven from homes by poverty and war. All those that are dying in shame and disgrace and mass graves all over the world. You know, about 5 years ago, I got kind of fed up with the news in the United States, Fox News, all the other news, and I now do the BBC from Britain. And it really gives you a global perspective of what is going on in the world. And it really does, it will make you more merciful, because if you look at the American news, typically it's about us with a little side line. But the BBC really focuses on the States a lot because we're a big country. But it's so global, and you see the suffering, the mass graves of people that are buried with a funeral in our country is such a big, beautiful deal as we propose. But yet there's people that are being thrown into graves without names, without being described. If you want to experience the gift of tears, I recommend that you go to this website called freewheelchairmission.org. freewheelchairmission.org. It is an engineer that put together some wheelchairs, and he has a mission that he's sending wheelchairs to all parts of the world. We have two wheelchairs here in our sacristy. I'm sure they're used. The last time I used this, the altar started waiting to go start for Mass. But I see wheelchairs coming in. We see them when we park a handicap, a little emblem. You can get wheelchairs at the Salvation Army for about $30. We have tons of them everywhere. And yet, if you watch this video, there are people that are crawling around that don't even know what a wheelchair, have never seen a wheelchair. And this engineer has put together through a mission and has put together these design wheelchairs, and you see the faces and people coming up to pick up their wheelchair and to donate it, and they're crawling like salamanders, and they have always crawled like salamanders all their life, but they do not know what it is to have mobility. Would you like to experience a gift of tears? I recommend you look at that video. What is religion without the love of neighbor? What is God but love? If we love each other enough, we will bear with each other. faults and burdens. If we love enough, we are going to light that fire in the hearts of others also, the way that Christ loved us as a slave, as a child. It is love that will burn out the sins and hatreds that sadden us. It's not fun to hate. It's not a good feeling to hate. It's much better to love. But we have to get beyond our own preoccupations and our own smallness and what our human relationships up to now have meant and look beyond what we see in our neighbor. Our human relationships with one another must be a giving of Christ to one another, a giving of that compassion and mercy for the suffering of the mysteries of his mystical members of his body that are you and I. And they're suffering here, suffering everywhere. We're very careful that we interpret, that we must interpret favorably as possible the actions and words of others. We must refrain from rash judgments and not be foolishly curious in observing the defects of others. How good we are at that. St. Bernard even goes further. He states that even if you see your neighbor doing what is wrong, refuse to pass judgment on him, excuse him instead. Excuse his intention, even if you cannot excuse the act, which is objective, which is even objective evil. But even if you cannot excuse the act, which may be the fruit of ignorance, of surprise, and of chance. We don't know what went on in that person's mind all of a sudden. And God is so merciful, and we are called to be like God, and we can only do that with the sacrament. Let good things be good. Let them rest in the goodness of, in the beauty of their goodness. But evil things, let us not judge them very quickly, leaving them to be judged by God, who sees clearly the hearts of men and perfectly knows whatever is evil. There are some evils that God allows that turn out to be good, and there are some goods that God allows that turn out to be evil, a great mystery of submission to his will. We and our brothers and sisters are tried daily with unspoken tribulations. The person in the pew left or right can be undergoing unspeakable anxieties, darkness, utterly felt at times to be rejected by the Lord, whether by illness, mental or physical, or by being abandoned and hurt by a family member. I'll leave you with this reflection from, or this quote from St. Teresa of Lisieux. Oh my God, I really want to listen to you. I beg you to answer me when I humbly say, what is truth? Make me see things as they really are. Let nothing cause me to be deceived. St. Father Beal says, excuse everyone. Excuse everyone. And if you read his story, he was so persecuted. So persecuted. From the Vatican down to women and men in his town. Let us remember that when thinking of our neighbor, it is Christ that we are thinking of. And let our eyes see the truth that is the miracle before us, that they, and not go by what they look like, what they sound like, or what they have done.